You can tell a lot about a person by how they drive, how they walk, how they talk, how they travel. All of these things. Are you paying attention and are you understanding the different ways that people are in motion?
I'm Ricky Calabat. Welcome to my Live a Legacy channel. My intentions are to provide you with valuable information that will alter the trajectory of your life by creating new opportunities for your family and your future. What is Straight Talk with Ricky? It's the real deal, unedited, unfiltered truth about life and all the lessons that come with it. Subscribe now.
Alrighty, so why do I say that? Because I feel like I am always giving life a sense of urgency. And what I mean by that is I am always looking forward to going to my destination from point A to point B, whatever it is. If you're traveling to go to the office, on an appointment, to go to have lunch, to go wash my car, whatever it is, I have a purpose. I have a sense of urgency where I want to get there, you know, not as fast as possible, but just in a very comfortable way that is not wasting time. So I don't know how many other people feel that way, but you can tell a lot about a person by the way that they drive, like I said, they walk, and how they travel. So even how you talk. Some people talk very slowly, and that's fine. I know their mind is processing whatever it is that they need to think about before they talk, and some people talk really fast, and then they don't even know what the hell they're thinking about, and it just comes out of their mouth. And so there has to be some kind of a happy balance in there where you feel comfortable that you're able to process things while you're talking, and you kind of know where you want to go. I think that's at the end of the day. I think if you going like this, it's going to take you a little longer. If you know you're here and you want to go there, then you can go there in a little bit more of a direct route. So pay attention to when you see people, because I believe a nice healthy balance is to have some sense of urgency, meaning purpose, meaning you're confident, meaning you're assertive, meaning like you know what you want in life. You know that you want to get here or you want to do this and you're not distracted, right? There's time for that. So that's why I'm very critical on how I was preparing this episode, is because there is a time to smell the roses and go walk in a park and sit on a bench and have a picnic and read a book and to do all of those things. So I'm not saying you should be on the go, pedal to the metal, every day, all day. No, not at all. However, when you do have things that must be done, things that need to be done, and that you've committed the time in which you're going to do that, right? You can say from 9 to 5, I'm going to get all this stuff done. Perfect. And if you say from 5 to 7, I'm gonna spend time with my family and I'm gonna do whatever, then you giving yourself the structure to know when you really are full on and when you can kind of relax or switch gears a little bit, you know, if you will. And so that happens a lot. And it's very important for you to realize how you structure your productive time versus your family time versus your play time versus whatever time it is that's important to you, that you're carving out these niches. However, I do think overall you have a certain speed, right? It may be medium to fast or something like that, and it could be slow to medium. Right, overall you have a tempo, you know, you have your energy is a certain level most of the time, and from there you can go higher and lower, but most of the time you're operating at a, you know, certain speed. So I challenge you to pay attention. Pay attention to what is that speed. What is that speed where you're most effective? What is that speed that you feel most in control? You feel really confident. And you also need to be careful, because sometimes if you're going too fast, then you might get off track and you might actually fall into a ditch and you might get reckless. And then all of that urgency is going to be a detriment to the long-term goal or your arriving at your destination. Okay, so you got to be really careful. I see it on the road all the time with driving. You know, I've lived in different places. I've driven all over. I like to consider myself a pretty good driver. And I live in Miami now, and Miami, the drivers are horrible. Why do I say that? Because they're aggressive and they're reckless. And most of the people here are from a different country, and so they're driving with the way that they learned, and they're going on sides of the roads, and they're not keeping the normal, you know, law. They're not keeping to the normal signs and standards of what normal driving is all about. So fast forward to New York. New York, again, similar. You go there, and if you first time you go to New York, you think everyone's a crazy driver because everyone's going so fast and they're aggressive. But guess what? They're not reckless. They're actually good drivers, believe it or not. In New York, I found some of the best drivers. They're aggressive, but they have rules of the road that you use your turn signal, hallelujah, and you get to veer in and out appropriately. Maybe it's in a small amount of space, but it's still enough space that everybody has a certain understanding that that's what it's for. So that part is important. Anyway, I'm getting off topic, but just so you understand, it's not just about going fast. It's not just about going fast that's going to help you get to where you want to go. It's about being smart. It's okay to be fast and smart. If you be fast and stupid, you're going to go quickly in the wrong direction. And you're going to have more pitfalls. You're going to have more flat tires. You're going to have more overheated engines. And you're going to spend more time fixing all those problems instead of staying on the path to get you to your destination. So that's a very important part of this whole topic, is be aggressive, have purpose, have intentions, be prepared and focused to be able to optimize the time when you want to be productive. And then you can take your downtime, whatever you want to call it, with your family, go to the beach, go on a vacation, and when you recharge, then properly recharge, unplug, you know, do those kind of things. And so that's what I'm kind of doing today. So today is a Sunday. I've worked all week. I've had a long, busy week. And this is my day that I'm making videos. I've been home all day. I haven't left. And I'm going to be here all the rest of the night. And I'm going to continue to make more videos. So I don't make videos every day. However, I stack them. And I'm going to make probably 6 to 8 videos today. And so that is what I'm going to give my team. They're going to do the editing. They're going to do the uploading. And they're going to do all that stuff. But right now, I'm in video making mode. And that's what I have on my calendar. And this is what I'm focused on. And this is everything that I take all my notes. And I look at all my episodes of what I want to talk about. And today is my focus day to accomplish this. And then I probably won't shoot more videos for another month or so. And I come up with no ideas. I come up with life experiences. I jot them all down and I say, oh, that would make for a good video. And here we are. So I hope you're getting good lessons, good knowledge from my videos. I do work really hard at wanting to bring you the content, which I believe is the most valuable, and especially this one. I like this one a lot because the speed, right? Your speed. What is your internal speed? How do you digest information? How do you respond to people? Are you the person that texts, you know, right away? When you get a text, you respond right away? Do you stop to think about what you're going to say? Do you Google it or whatever? I don't know what you do. But how you go through life in all of these situations is going to, when you add it all up, it's going to dictate where you are going to be. Are you going to be, you know, successful? Are you going to reach the top of whatever you want? And so the whole speed of that is very, very important. It's very critical.
If you enjoyed this video, please go ahead, subscribe, and click on the bell. Like and share with 3 people you think will also benefit from this game-changing message. Connect with me. All my social media links are below in the description. We welcome and reply to all comments. So please share your comments below and please let us know what topic interests you the most.